Here's your closing bell brief for Wednesday, February 1st. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. As expected, the Federal Reserve raised interest rates by a quarter percentage point. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 7 points to close at 34,093. The S&P 500 was up 43 points, but the Nasdaq was the day's big winner, finishing up 232 points. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell acknowledged that the central bank's interest rate increases had begun to pull inflation lower, but he pushed back against the idea that the Fed would consider cutting rates this year. Looking at individual stocks, after the bell, Facebook parent Meta Platforms posted its third quarter in a row of declining sales, but issued an upbeat outlook. It also announced a $40 billion increase to its stock buyback program. Shares rose 17% after hours. During today's regular trading hours, Snap shares declined 10.3%, a day after the social media company warned that sales in the current quarter are likely to drop and posted a wider net loss than Wall Street was expecting. Peloton reported another quarterly loss and a 30% drop in sales, though the company reduced the amount of cash being burned by its operations. Those results were better than the company predicted for the holiday quarter. Plus, the company held steady with about 3 million subscribers to its online workouts. That gave investors optimism, and shares gained more than 26%, reaching the highest levels since the spring of 2022. And gold prices rose to $1,957.10 an ounce. Investor confidence that the Fed will ease the pace of interest rate increases dragged down U.S. government bond yields in the U.S. dollar, making it more appealing to hold gold. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.